Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Those two good-looking dude actors over there, the Ryan Gosling and the Ryan Reynolds and the other guy, Rob McElhaney, right? Two obvious talents, really smart, interesting, funny, like I said, talented and entertaining young men. And we have seen also some pretty good businessmen when it comes to what they have done with Wrexham. And the juggernaut that is, and the global marketing of that show. Well, we come to find out this morning that evidently they are expanding their empire when it comes to investment in teams, and they are buying a stake in Mexico's Club Necaxa down there. And Eva Longoria is a owner, and evidently she brought them into the fold. It remains to be seen how this is going to happen and what's going to happen, but I think along the lines of a Welcome to Wrexham type of television show. Who knows? Maybe there's one for Necaxa, Spanish language, you know, it moves on. And so that's great for them. As I have said time and time again, I believe in competition. I believe in capitalism. I believe in a situation like this where two smart young men are investing wisely. And I would never presume to tell them what to do with their money or how to invest, especially when it seems like it's going great. But this gets back to a thing that we talked about a few weeks ago where someone posited that that they are doing wonderful things for American soccer, all right? Not only are they not doing wonderful things for American soccer, but this goes absolutely against American soccer. This is putting your money and your time and your focus on everything but American soccer. And it's okay. Again, I'm not angry at them. I'm just pointing this out. But it also should bring up the question, and this is a fair question, as to why are they doing that? Why do they see that it's more attractive from a business perspective to put money into English soccer and now into Mexican soccer as opposed to all of the available American soccer? And there could be a bunch of different reasons and a bunch of different fair and legitimate reasons out there. But this investment and this focus, it might help them from a business perspective, and they might be very, very successful, but it does nothing for American soccer. And this isn't me forcing them to be involved in American soccer. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. I'm saying American soccer, you have to make it attractive. You have to show, whether it's these two investors or any other investors out there, why you are where your money should be put, why you should be invested in. And certainly in this case, that has not happened for any number of reasons. There are others that see gold in them, their American hills, when it comes to American soccer and what they are doing. But as to the progress and the evolution and the betterment of American soccer, they're not doing anything for that.
So the next TV show will be Bienvenido a Necaxa.
There you go. Exactly. And look, it'll probably be, if Wrexham is any indication, another incredibly successful and possibly lucrative type of venture when it comes to what they are doing. So I do wish them success. And I do want, whether it's them or anybody else, to kick the tires. And if they feel it's appropriate, fine. If they don't feel it's appropriate in terms of American investment, that's great. And American soccer, you should certainly look inward and say, well, why isn't it great? And what are you not doing? And who knows? This might be an aberration, just something different where they just didn't feel that it was appropriate. Because like I said, there's a lot of other people that have put a whole lot more time, effort, and let's be honest, a whole lot more money into helping American soccer than Rob and Ryan.
Next up, we have a question on X. Not really a question, more of a statement. Amir says, VAR ruined the game. Even with no horse in the race, games are unwatchable at times. Flow of the game, as imperfect as it was, is dead.
Okay. So Amir over here on X, I appreciate the sentiment and I respect the fact that there are lots of people like you that are sitting around scratching their heads, pulling their hair out, saying, you know, why has the game that I love become this? So first off, I think we have to recognize, and in your case, admit that you are of this generation that is straddling two eras, the pre-VAR and the post-VAR. And it is a generation right now that is full of angst and anger at what the game has become, but also recognize that you and that generation, and I'm part of that generation too, we will die out. There's a whole other generation that is that has come and will come to the game, and they won't have that comp. They won't have that compare and contrast. And VAR and technology will be part of the game, and they will look at it as just another part of the game. And their romantic notions of the game are reflective of a game that has VAR. I don't think that that VAR has ruined the game. I don't think that it has become unwatchable at times. We've talked about the delayed gratification when it comes to goals and the additional second bite at the apple, if you will, and the additional drama and theater, almost like a verdict in a court case or a reality show, and the suspense that is created. But yes, that original and traditional type of celebration at times is and will continue to be muted as you wait for that final confirmation. But the entire premise of VAR was, let's get the call right. Let's use the technology available to do a better job of getting the call right and having fewer mistakes. And I believe that VAR has done that, even though it has changed the viewing experience for a generation. And that's okay. I think that's okay. Amir, you're just going to have to deal with it because that train has left the station. It's not going back, although I did see a league over there that I think you wanted to mention.
Yes, Sweden. Yeah. They have said, no thanks. The Swedish FA has declined to introduce VAR, and the fans are evidently very happy about
this. That's great. So here's what's going to happen, all right? Every single game is televised. Oh, and by the way, everybody's got their own camera at a game, and all of this video is going to come out. And what's it going to prove? It's going to prove that you missed the call. It's going to prove that you made a mistake. And who knows? Maybe that mistake results in multi-million dollars in terms of going up, going down, winning, losing, or just from a romantic perspective, it results in you being crushed, that you lost, that you were denied the opportunity for your team to score a goal and possibly win a game because you didn't want to use technology to actually get the damn call right. So I am evolved, Mossy. All right? I am able to look at the new version of the game with technology and with VAR and put aside the past and look at it as the new romantic version of the game.
If I'm not mistaken, during COVID, Sweden was the one country that didn't have any of the same restrictions as everybody else. So they like to kind of go their own way on things. I think they did the herd immunity thing.
Listen, who knows? Maybe that's the way to go when everybody will be happy and the Swedes are up there and saying, it's okay that we lost. It's okay that we didn't score. It's okay that we didn't win. I know that every television station is showing that it was the absolute wrong call. And these referees out there, they're complete morons for missing this call. Because that's what's good. Because when you take VAR away, it doesn't take technology away. So those of us on the television, we're going to say, look, you guys are morons. You missed this. This is an absolute disgrace that you missed this.